Yeah, I just woke up from a long nap.
Dude, I usually.
My girlfriend woke me up from the car crawling over top. She at one point she went and got food, a plate of oranges, and sat in bed next to me and just ate it.
Why?
And was like, "Do you care if I watch Netflix in here?" And I was like, "No, go ahead." But like,
oh, I shut the. I don't like
put
that.
The fucking laptop right next to me.
Yeah.
So go downstairs.
Defeating the purpose of a laptop.
Like, what are you doing right now,
dude? I for some reason. Like
fucking Clarp just waking me up the whole time.
Yeah, Brittany will do that to me.
And then she knew when I had to wake up to come do this.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, all right, we'll do it at 8:30. And then I wake up and I'm like, what time is it? And she's like, it's 8:15.
She put you under a spell.
And she was like, you don't have to go tonight. Do it tomorrow. I'm like,
Stop it,
Clarp.
I don't understand how women think they can just sabotage your plans.
Yeah.
I was getting, of course, you know, I'm like, I got to do the podcast tonight at 8:30. It's like, well, can you do it? I was like, no. Stop trying to change the schedule.
Yeah, who cares?
I took a nap today. She wouldn't let me the whole time. Same thing. Just kind of like, wouldn't let me really sleep. Kept fucking around. And I'm like, if I did this to you while you're trying to sleep, you will freak the fuck out.
Right,
in the morning time, if I wake her up in the morning time, yeah. She's like,
I'll give the Clarp this. Yeah. I did do that to her last night.
You woke her up.
Was just fucking with her last night when she was trying to sleep.
Really?
It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Because had a show at the Shippensburg Comedy Club.
Wow.
AKA the Courtyard Marriott. Whew.
Come on, dude.
That's just a fine 5-star hotel.
Hell yeah, dude.
In the middle of a field in Shippensburg.
It's like the Omni Ballroom.
It was insane. All the heavy hitters were there.
Really?
Yeah. About 40 heavy hitters in a hotel conference room.
It's literal heavy hitters.
No, I went out with some fans, dude. They came all the way from Pittsburgh to fucking check it out. Shout out Meatball. What up, bro?
Damn.
Drove out and they're like, you want to go to Sheetz? I was like, yes, dude. So we went on a nice late night Sheetz run. And Clarp went up to the room and went to sleep. So when I got back...
Oh, you're in a hotel room, dude. All bets are off.
So when I got back, I like was jumping on her and fucking with her. And we kept ripping the covers off her and she was like screaming. She was so mad. It was pretty fun.
Exactly.
Taking the covers. She's like, I'm cold.
Oh, so she was getting you back today during the nap.
Yeah, she did have every reason to bother me.
My thing that bothers me is...
I'll give her that.
So Brittany will bring like...
But at one point she was like, you're being creepy. Because I was, like, jumping on her, and I was like, all right, well, now this is done.
Yeah.
Boy, this is not fun anymore.
They know how to stick the knife in and twist it.
There was a bottle of lotion next to the bed, and I stepped on it and just exploded everywhere in the room. And I that's why I woke her up. I woke her up, and I'd be like, you fucking smashed this lotion bottle. Look what you did. She was like, I didn't do that. I was like, yeah, you did. You should get up and clean it.
Oh, my God, dude.
Tried to trick her hard into... taking the blame for it.
She wouldn't take it.
She didn't. She stood her ground. She did good.
She's probably fake sleeping the whole time. Do you ever fake sleep?
Yeah.
Someone comes in, you're just like,
yeah.
I do that all the time.
Dude. Yeah, I don't know why.
I do it. Like,
Am I going to get some secret information out of them?
No, when Brittany comes in from, she would come in from night work sometimes, and I'll have just been reading, and I'm like, oh, I hear the door, and I put it down. I'm like, and I just go to, like, I'm just like, I'm like, I've been asleep. Don't disturb me.
Trying to avoid that combo.
I'm trying to avoid just like the dumping of the day's emotional fucking data just down on me at like right before bedtime.
Yeah, that's tough.
So I fucking, dude, I'll. Hit the sheets, pull the thing off, there's even like a little nightlight above our bed. I hit that thing off, throw the book away, and I was like, oh, gee, oh, gee. Dude, but yeah, she brings me to bed with her. If she's tired, she's like, just come lay down with me for a little bit. So she'll literally, it's like when they used to bury the boys, dude, with the fucking emperor, dude. I'll like go in there and I'm just like, I'm wide awake in bed, and I'm like, this fucking sucks.
And then
she'll be like, to get me to bed, but you can keep the light on and read, just come to bed with me. So then, like, I'll be like, I'm tired. I'm going to bed. And she'll hop in bed and hit the light on and start reading. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Get out. Like, I'm going to sleep. She's like, well, I let you read. I'm like, yeah, but you requested me in here.
Yeah.
I'm like, get out. I need perfect darkness to sleep. Dude, I got one of the most – you know my quest to understand the female ego, bro.
Yeah.
I got a glimpse yesterday. I got a missing piece yesterday that I didn't even know existed that, like, literally freaked me the fuck out.
We're talking about
dream paralysis. We're hanging out with friends yesterday, and it's for the couple we're with. The girl is from Ghana, and the dude's German. So they're really fucking funny. The two of them are like, the dude is hilarious. They're both really funny. So we're like talking, and we're talking sleep paralysis. Me and the girl both have sleep paralysis. So we're talking, we're going back and forth on sleep paralysis, war stories. It was fun.
Yeah.
And then her boyfriend brought up something about like, just like that women's fluctuation in mood around the period time, like brought it up. She gave him the like, I fucking dare you to keep going on with this thing. Yeah. So I'm sensing the tension. So I jump in. I'm like, well, to be fair, like if I don't sleep, if I get like 4 hours of sleep for two nights in a row, I'm disturbed emotionally. Like I'm fucked up. I'm angry. I'm sad. So I'm like, you know, you getting flooded with hormones. It's not like, it's not someone like slamming you for being
there's nothing
like,
to be ashamed
something
of.
Something to be ashamed of. It makes sense.
We're like, not period shaming.
Exactly. That's my thing.
We are very pro periods.
So I set the stage to be like, no. Like we're not slamming you. Cause I think that's a serious insecurity. Like Shane, if I was telling you that like once a month you kind of lose your marbles, you'd be like, no, I don't. It's like,
yeah,
you
kind of like do. 20% of your life. You're on your period and you're out of your mind.
I know.
So for like a quarter of your life, you're retarded.
Well, no, it's a quarter of your life you're sleeping. A quarter of your life you're just off your
up
fucking
and
rocker,
retarded.
And you got half where you're like, you're spotty.
Less
you're
retarded.
You got half your life you're just Jason Bourne. You're waking up every morning like, what? I didn't say that. You just got to like patch up all your friendships. You're like, I don't know what's going on.
I mean, that's my life. I'm blacked out.
That's alcohol. This is base. Right. You're talking baseline. Your baseline is like if you were getting blacked out, like
true.
So it's like, you know, that's a fucking sore spot, dude. So like we're talking about it, and then she just like, so you know, I'm like letting her know, like, no, I'm, you know, no judgment. Like this is just what I'm observing. And she was like, well, here's what happened. She broke it down to me. She's like, I can speak for myself. She's like, I'll get this. She's like, around that time of the month, or like there, I forget exactly what. There's a period of the month where like you'll get like, you feel like you're grieving the loss, like you're grieving a dead child. Where like you want a baby, like you want a fucking baby, and you feel like you're, and again, this is going to be just, you know, her specific hormonal profile, but you're like mourning the loss of a child that doesn't exist. So it's like, that's like one layer of it. She was explaining to me, and you'll really start wanting a baby to the point where you're like, you know, you want one, and then that's it alone. And then you're dealing with like, if you're like a super feminist, you're like, fuck that. I'm not a fucking baby machine. So you're like kind of at odds. You might just not want that at all. That's totally fair.
Yeah.
But a huge swath of women, I would imagine, there has to be a strong biological push. Otherwise, women wouldn't have kids. Because it's like such a bad fucking deal for them.
Yeah.
Such a risky deal. There has to be a strong biological push for women. So you kind of got to scatter the signal into like kind of a little bit of like madness for them to be like, yeah, hell yeah, that's a great idea.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah,
like,
yeah.
So we were talking about that, and she was like, and then it's weird, like you'll get this like around a certain period, like I'll look at my boyfriend and be like, I just love him so much. He's the best. He's the best thing. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm so lucky to have found him. And then it'll kind of give way to this feeling. And she's like, usually around like the period time or whenever, that I'll start just being like, it'll flip to where everything he does annoys me, to where like it's all I can think about, like, God, this motherfucker, and I fucking hate how he does this, and you'll just start hating this person. She's like, you just alternate back and forth. And I was like, God damn, dude. And then you'll be like, I'll specifically start being like, why didn't he give me a baby yet? Does he not
exactly
trust me?
Well, it makes sense biologically at that point when you're having your period to hate your partner. Because it's like, I'm not pregnant.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm not pregnant.
You did
you're
this to
my
me.
Mate.
Yeah, you did this to me.
Do better. Get me pregnant.
Yeah, dude.
You fucking fat idiot. Turn FIFA off and stop dipping.
Yeah, it's crazy. And then, like I said, there's not even – once you enter in the thing of like – you know, whatever you're reading and like everyday feminism being like, nah, you don't want a baby, and your body's like, yes, I do.
Yeah.
And you might really, really might not want it, but like there's still this mechanism. Even if you've convinced yourself like, no, I've thought it out, I don't want it, you still have this innate thing. That'd be like if I were to be like, I thought about it, I don't want to have sex anymore. I could say that all I want. My body's going to be like, my balls are going to get all weird feeling. I'm going to like check out like a fucking old lady's butt and like, what am I doing? What the fuck's going on? So, you know, this is one of those things.
Yeah.
Like I heard that yesterday and I was like, damn, dude, hearing it break down like that. Cause that's what happens to me. I'll get like lovey doveyness. And all of a sudden, like everything I do is bothering you. And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck's going on. And then it's just like, sorry. My thing is like, can you break through that period when they're like, I fucking hate you, blah, blah, blah. The only thing that gets through that is just like, you have to double down on your ground. If you give into that fucking chaos of that whole thing, you get swept up into it. And I feel like they don't like that when you give into it. You're like, no, you're right. I was in the thing. Like I was so convinced I was wrong about something this weekend and was like, dude, fuck this. You put your foot down. And it's like, no, you're right. I'm sorry. And it's like, what if I went along with that?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Crazy to think
so
about.
So you're saying you got to check your bitch. When she's on her period, you got to check your bitch.
Yeah, and I've had women be like, I like when someone – I've had multiple – I can't be the only person who've heard this. I've heard multiple women like, yeah, I kind of like it, like when, you know, someone keeps me in line. I've heard this thing of, damn, like, being kept in line.
Damn.
Like, damn. And I'm not wow. – dude, I'm not like that.
You're
like,
trying to get me going.
No, I'm not.
Trying to get me horny.
No, I'm not like that.
A lot of women come up to you and are like, I like being fucking – put in my place.
Two. I've had two to be like, it's nice to like have someone just not give in to everything and kind of say no. It's weird, dude. It's a whole thing. You can't even fathom. I can't fathom it, but it's like, there's more to the mystery just deepens and deepens the more I know about this. And it's like,
about broads.
Yeah. The more I like, and I'm like, I'm not just making this up. I'm listening to them. I'm like, yes, yes.
You're listening
me,
to
yes.
the broads.
Yeah. I'm like, explain this to me. And the dude last night,
you don't know.
That was the first
the
time.
Broads don't know what they're doing.
That was the first time someone like tried to explain what was going on with like their fluctuating.
Dude, I don't know if broads can think.
You don't think so?
I think they operate. They're like slightly above dogs on what they're doing and why they're doing it.
See, I don't. I mean, I could appreciate that. I just think they're.
I could appreciate that.
I'm trying.
What do you think of that theory, dude?
What, that girls are dogs?
That bays?
I know what you're doing.
What?
I'm having an honest. I'm trying to get in the core of the reactor, dude.
Dude, I'm You're trying to fucking, put a pin in this.
This is like when Rogan hangs out and talks to Jones. You see their new talk?
No, on InfoWars, I didn't
see
it.
The whole time Rogan's trying to be like, well, I mean, like, it's just like what it is. Like I just need
Joe,
to work.
Joe.
And dude, Alex jumps in. He's like, what'd you hear about those babies that are doing a strip dance, drag dance? And Joe's like, well, no, I didn't. Pull. Oh, yeah, it's kind of fucked up. Anyway, oh, dude, it's the whole time Jones is like, yeah, but they're trying to take us down. Yeah, but Rogan's just trying to, dude.
So you think I'm Rogies and you're Alex Jones in this?
No, I'm Rogies right now. You're Jones.
What?
Jones will jump in. Rogan's trying to make points. And Jones will be like, yeah, but, you know, they're like definitely like deplatforming. And Rogan's like, ah, yeah, okay.
So you were saying, let's go back to what you were saying, that women are mindless.
Women are.
And they operate purely on instinct.
No, I'm thinking not. It's not even instinct. Well, yeah,
it's biological. There's just something. Something's just causing them to act like idiots.
For some reason, they're out of touch.
When you were calling them idiots.
No, here's what I'm saying. They're ashamed of their instinct. Where dudes are like, I'm fucking horny now. Yeah, this is sick. I'm a fucking viral man. But for women, women are like ashamed of their womanhood.
I think all humans are ashamed of their instinct.
Not me, bro.
No, but like that's why you know you don't. Fucking people get uncomfortable like shitting in public or like you fart, you burp, you do anything that
that's
puts you.
Instinct. That's a bodily function.
Well, yeah, a bodily function, but that just reminds you that you're just a fucking.
It sucks, and that's
anytime you're publicly just an animal.
Yes, and
you
that's,
feel bad,
and that's what. Yeah, when you start getting into like the neurotransmitters and stuff of it all, when you're like, I'm just trying to maintain these levels. Yes, it does feel bad.
Yeah,
but bodily function, we're trying to suppress those for a certain reason. But you can at least be like. I'm fucking horny. I'm conquesting. All these things are sick about me. This is tight for a woman to be like, I vaguely feel like I want a child and now I'm mad at people. It's fucking confusing.
Yeah.
Super confusing. So I kept trying to think about what my fucking evolutionary blind spot is. Can't find it. I'm way too in touch with myself. Sorry.
Did you have any leads?
Huh?
Like, what did you think could possibly be your blind spot?
Just my anima, dude. The female counterpart.
You have a strong female counterpart.
I do,
anima.
Dude. I do. It's fucking otherworldly.
Do you think I do? I don't know.
For sure, dude.
You think I have a strong female
dude,
animal?
You have a fucking.
Thank you.
You have a. Definitely.
Do I have like a.
Definitely.
What
dude.
Do I have in me?
Just a fucking bitch, dude.
Just a black queen?
Just a raging black bitch. You're like a cool sense of being like, yes, bitch.
Yeah, I do have a very
you have a
strong.
Powerful bitch, dude.
I have such a. I knew I had a powerful bitch in me.
Yeah, dude.
I just went to Wawa on the way here and I was pissed that they were out of apple fritters, dude. I went dumb in there, dude. Where are the fritters at?
You went stupid?
Yeah, dude. I knew my inner black bitch would come out.
You were saying, I was thinking black is in like a dark queen. I didn't think.
No,
like
I was talking about legit just a black bitch.
You have a black bitch. I can see you having a black bitch in you.
I'm a big sassy black woman at heart.
So you have like, you definitely have like a Monique, dude.
For sure.
Yeah, no doubt.
Me and Monique operate on very similar wavelengths.
It sucks there's no like Monique platform for you.
What do you mean? Yeah, I can't just. What do you mean?
Like, there's like a whole like market for sassy blackness. Like, sassy fat blackness is like, please, right here.
Oh yeah, there's definitely a market for
fat whiteness.
Fat arrogant white dude.
Sure.
There's definitely a strong market.
I don't know fat arrogant white guy. I think more like fat like silly like Gaffigan cornered the fat silly market. I don't think there's a lot of big market for like like a guy with a substantial build to go up there. A guy with a substantial build and go up there in a certain fucking, you know, his
slice. What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking
Look
about.
Look at our leader.
Huh?
Look at the fucking Trump dog. That's a fucking sassy big dog. Sassy big dog's Alex Jones. Is a sassy big dog.
Yeah, he's a sassy
There's
big dog.
There's a ton of sassy bigs.
No, you're right. That's dude.
Sassy bigs run the world.
You're right about that.
You should actually.
I'll check that theory.
Yeah, check that theory.
So you think, but do you think like Trump is actively fighting like a space invader wave of like Moniques?
Yeah.
You think
that's what he did. He gets on Twitter and fucking...
True.
His inner Monique, or are you saying that Moniques are out there trying to stop him?
Yeah, you think they're trying to take down, like... Well, Trump's not
that
substantial.
Sassy
built.
Moniques have fucking...
Trump's not that big of a... He's not that, like... He got a fat ass, for
Trump's
sure.
fat as fuck, dude.
He fat?
Yeah. Trump's fat, dude.
He should get, dude... He should spend, like, a huge portion of his money on just doing whatever plastic surgery procedures that need to get him, like, super ripped. Oh, and he should just take a fucking White House call, no shirt, just ripped.
That would be incredible.
Dude, who's Reka?
Reka.
Reka. Who's Reka?
It's a lady in New York.
What?
Yeah, it's not like that.
I didn't say it was like anything.
It ain't nothing
bro.
Like that, bro.
I didn't say it was
God
like
damn,
anything.
You putting
dude.
All my fucking business out for you. It ain't fucking like that.
I'm not lying on you, dude.
God damn.
You thought I was lying on you?
No, I just remember she had come to a show. And that's
nice.
Remember that name.
Now she's dropping those motherfucking dollars, dude.
Hell yeah, bro.
Ooh, God Ooh. Damn.
That's what it takes, man.
God, I am so charged up, dude.
You and me are both just driving around talking shit on women.
Yeah, dude.
We got some women
some
hating going on.
Bullshit, dude.
Yeah, dude. None of us love these hoes.
Nah, bro.
You know how we all, Europe.
They're wilding, dude.
Yeah, hoes wilding.
They are wilding, dude.
Hoes are fucking wilding, man.
The collective girl unconscious is in a dark fucking place right
it's
now.
It's in a dark spot.
Dark fucking place.
Yeah, man.
I don't. What's the fucking fuss? What's everyone fucked up about right now?
I don't know.
Especially, dude. I get it. If you're talking, if you're going to talk about like black lesbians being oppressed,
go in, dude.
I get it.
Go
but
in.
There's just a ton of just like 24-year-old white chicks who are
whoa,
like
whoa,
the
whoa.
End
chill,
of
chill, chill.
22-year-old white chicks.
Chill.
There's just these young white chicks who are at the fucking end. They're like freaking the fuck out. And it's like, dude.
Yes.
You're in the winner's circle, dude. You fucking won. How dare you look a gift horse in the mouth?
How dare you?
It's like, dude, like everything's going as good as it could possibly go for a human to you. And you're like, meh.
Yeah, man.
I don't like it. It's like, it fucking sucks. That sucks because there's been like eons of dudes just fucking climbing through the mud. And then you're just standing at the top of all of it being like, meh. It's like, well, then what the fuck? I don't know. I'm wilding
You're
out.
You're fucking
dude.
On one right now.
Yeah, dude. It's like what's it going to take?
Cusky
dude?
Is on.
What's
one.
It going to take?
Yes.
My thing is like, dude, give them the reins. Give them everything. Like, here's make every single company, the country, everything, all women leadership. You guys go ahead. I'm going to sit back. I'm going on strike, dude.
Really?
I'm going to step down from my high power position and be like, nah, you guys go ahead.
Yeah, you try this.
We'll see what the fuck happens. No. Come on. You guys got it.
Yep.
And we just sit the fuck back, dude.
Training wheels are off.
Let them just crumble civilization and we will fucking, dude, I'll put on my Conan gear and I'll just fucking build it back up, you know, over the course of like another 2,000 years.
Yeah, man.
I'll get a sword and paint my face, dude, and just start killing people.
Giving women the reins to this would be like, it'd be like the time my dad taught me to ride a bike. Like, he was, like, holding me up the whole time, and then as soon as he let me go, I just went straight into a fucking bush. Just straight, like, as soon as someone's not helping
you. You know what's funny, though? If we're like, all right, time out. Women, you guys are in charge of everything. You guys have a charge of the military. All dudes would have to do is we just could just beat your fucking ass, and we'd win again. Which is a fucked up thing
what?
To say. Well, it's fucked up to say, but
wait,
it's like...
What's going on here?
Because, like, they couldn't control the world. Like, men control the world. It's like, yeah, but, like, if you guys literally can't. Because if you try to control us, we would just beat your fucking ass. Like, you guys, you know what I'm saying? It's an impossibility.
No, I don't get it. What
it's
do you
an
mean?
Impossibility. I'm not saying I want to beat
women's
ass.
Dude, you
can beat
ass. The shit out of most leaders. You could
yeah,
put
but they
hands
have
army, on
they
Trump,
have armies
daddy.
Full of dudes, I'm saying.
You'd fucking lay hands on Trump.
Oh, I could smack him around. I'm saying, my thing
bully
is,
bully the boy,
when they're like, it's bullshit, fucking men rule, the blah, blah, blah. It's like, yeah. I mean, it's kind of, if you were like, here, you guys are in positions of power, you guys have all the power in the world, all we'd have to do is just revolt and we'd win.
Hell yeah.
Like, instantly we'd win.
Whew.
So it's like, why are you trying to play this game again? I just don't understand
this
what game
just,
you're
dude,
playing.
Dude, these are bay games.
Like, what are you guys trying to do?
You know, they want some attention.
I mean, what are you guys gunning for, dude?
Who knows?
It's like, let's fucking go. I'm ready to fight a girl, dude.
Yes.
Well, it's, I don't understand what the problem is.
We literally just drove around. We went and got some honest tea. Got some fucking vegan fucking tea.
I was just complaining about my girlfriend.
We were both just complaining about Bays.
What do you guys want? You got to ask yourself, what are you guys so fucking upset at? What do you want? What are you not getting that you feel you deserve?
Shut up.
God damn it, shut up. I'm sorry. I know. This is
You shouldn't even be on the air right now.
I shouldn't be on the air. I'm just projecting.
It's so funny to be mad at your girlfriend. I know. And I'd be like, they can't control the world. I'll fucking beat them up.
I'm just mad I have to be home at 6:30.
Oof.
No, I don't, dude. No one puts fucking time limits on me.
No
dude.
Gods, no masters.
You don't
want
to fucking rise up on me.
Yes.
Dude, I'm going to fucking go home and break something. Actually, I'm proud of myself. I almost smashed my phone the other day and I didn't.
Really?
I read this book. So I read the book She. It was like an archetypal study of like the female psychology. Which again, it's another paradox, dude. Girls are like, everything's equal, then they'll be like, we should have our own branch of female psychology, and it's like, okay. But so I'm reading, so I'm reading this book, and I've read the He, which is a dude one, and it's basically like, dude should never be in moods ever. It's like you guys have like feelings obviously, and they should stay in touch with them. That's like part of your anima, dude. Your feminine aspect is keeps you in touch with your feelings, but if it overpowers you, it puts you into moods, and we're always like, it's like,
yeah,
they're like, guys should never be like that simply because nobody gives a fuck, and like girls especially, if you're always walking like kick around kind of like bummed out in a relationship, a chick will dump you fast. Yeah, dude. If you're like, I don't know, I don't feel it, they'll dump the fuck out of you.
Been there.
Yeah, dude, like you will. So the thing they were saying basically is like,
I'll tell you what, I was pouty for like 2 years.
Yeah, she, man.
Ex-bae.
How much pussy were you getting?
It was just my ex-bae.
Okay.
She was holding on to the reins.
Really?
She stayed as long as she could.
And she just was like,
eventually we had to part ways, but
yeah,
she weathered the storm of a fucking
really?
Salty boy.
Really?
I was fucking salty, dude.
What's the point?
Yeah.
Like all these fucking women are getting stand-up gigs over me. But yeah, so he was saying,
being
like
a gay bitch, dude.
He was like, dude shouldn't have moods, really. He was like, and it shouldn't even be the same word for like the word mood. When a guy experiences that, there should be a different word for a woman when a woman falls into what's quote unquote a mood, because they're like, it's so powerful that you have no framework for understanding it. So they should have a whole other word. And the whole time he's like, none of this, it's not like this is like mean shit. It's just like, women have a deeper emotionality that like that can actually physically overwhelm them more than and when guys fall into that. It's just because, you know, obviously has mother issues over
it's mom issues
over identifying. Yeah, you know, it's just
I don't know. Me and my mommy, we get along.
You never know, dude.
No, we have good issues. We're all right.
No, it doesn't mean you hate your mom. Just that your mom had like a real strong anima, dude. It means your mom might have been a bit. And again, this is all theory.
She was a nice lady.
Not saying she was mean.
What are you saying about my mom, dude?
My mom's super nice too. I have, dude, trust me.
You get in moods because
I'm anima possessed. I have very bad anima tendencies, dude, that I've been fighting against.
Well, so like if you're in a bad mood, it's because your mommy's not happy?
No, it's because your
and
mom.
You
no, no, no. It's just, no. So what a guy, this is the whole thing. It's not like your mom's fucked up or this
mommy.
Or that. You learn, your anima is shaped by your experience, like your mother. So your mother's psychology shapes your anima.
Oof.
So your mom could have hit you with some, like, not like she's mean to you, but she could have her own moods that, like, as a kid, you just, like, fully soak this stuff in. Yeah, dude.
Yeah. When moms get old, they turn into fucking morons.
Why?
Geezer moms?
They become so sweet.
They're sweet, but they're fucking, you know, if you like swearing from them, it's like, whoa.
Yeah, I wonder like, why that is.
Geezer moms get like.
Well, it's also weird to like produce a thing that comes out and it's like, motherfucker. And they're like, whoa, come on.
Produce something. It's like, fuck you, bitch.
I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, true.
I mean, they definitely have big hopes, and you come out and you're like, fuck you. I'm fucking hammered.
Fat piece of shit. I only go home when I'm like super hungover. I'm always hungover as fuck, dude. I walk into my parents' house and immediately lay on the couch.
Oh,
they're like,
oh,
it's good to have you here, son.
You're like,
I'm just like, oh, I got fucked up last night.
Yeah, man, I got deep into that. So I was reading that book.
Oh, and then my mom found out I fucking somebody filmed me doing stand up and put it on their like Instagram.
Yeah.
Put it on my Instagram. I think I might have fucking
yeah.
My Instagram story had me doing a joke about like doing coke.
Moms don't like
Mom
that.
Mom did not like that. She's like, with our family's history, you can't do this.
Well, dude,
like, Mom, it's just a joke.
just a joke. And, you know, the big part, too, this is what happens to guys sometimes who are, not saying you are, guys who are, because you're definitely not, but guys who are anima possessed, they never break away. You what? Have to, at one point, disappoint your mother gravely.
Oh, I did.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying you.
We were just talking about that in the car.
Yeah, dude.
I hit her hard once.
Yeah, bro.
And we're good.
What I'm saying, you have to, like, break your mother's heart with your course, because they want to just kind of keep you in, you know, cause they love you and they want to kind of keep taking care of you. But if you, your journey, if your journey doesn't make your mother fucking like, oh God, please, God, please don't let him. You're not on the journey. Joe. I don't want to burst your bubble. If your mom's not scared praying for you,
if your mom's not on her knees praying to Lord Jesus every night,
you're not on a fucking quest for the
her
grail.
Baby.
Exactly. You're not on a quest for, if your mom thinks of you and goes like,
he's on the right track.
You're not questing for the grail. I hate to break it to you.
Yeah, sorry.
I hate to break it to you.
If you and your mom are still talking, you're a fucking gay bitch.
No, your mom will love you always. That's up to your mom. Your mom has to deal with the fact that you are going to, your life quest is going to be so terrifying to her that it's going to break her heart. So she's going to have to deal with that. If you
that
just...
What broke my mom's heart was my life quest. It's so funny. Yeah, someday you guys will find out. But
yeah, dude, you got to fucking, your life quest, dude, breaks your mother's heart.
And just fuck it.
Hey.
Whatever.
It ain't no motherfucking thing.
Ain't
dude,
no thing.
I liked it.
All right. I'm not shitting on. Yeah, sorry.
No, I don't care. That's something that's,
I didn't,
like,
know you were going to get all defensive, dude. Sorry.
Please, dude. Please.
Don't let your fucking mommy animus.
Dude,
fucking...
my animus is fucking strong right now.
Really?
Well, that's what they say. So the anima is more like, you know, men and women have both, but the woman who, you know, vice versa with, like, the, say, like, a father complex, you know, whatever, they'll develop what's called an animus complex, and they basically kind of turn into a, what you associate with, like, weak masculinity, like a dickhead guy. And they act like a little fucking dickhead guy that normally just, like, wouldn't be, if it was a dude, he would just probably get, like, punched in the fucking head. But
yeah.
They'll like, kind of the way they act is just like an aggressive fucking, like, little dickhead. And it's
really?
Like, that's what's typically, like, an animus possessed woman. Yeah. And they start getting like, don't do that.
What
do you do?
What, when their dad's a dickhead?
Something like that. I still have to read about it, but it's more or less, yeah, it usually stems from...
What do you think is worse, having a fucking...
It stems from a weak masculine role model, and then they have to then develop that inside themselves because, like, they don't have anything external attached to it, and usually they turn into this, like, a little fucking nasty little fucker. Of course there's exceptions to the rule, but...
Yeah, what do you think is worse, having, like, a little bitch dad or no dad?